This is Akashwani, the news read by Anucha Kumar. India has rejected the objections raised by a U.S. lawmaker on the proposed Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill, saying that its legislative matters are its internal affairs, in which the decisions are taken by the Parliament. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this during a media briefing in New Delhi while replying to a question in this regard.
We have seen the comments. Legislative matters concerning India are our internal affairs on which decisions are taken by the Parliament of our country. I would also like to point out that there are several nations, including the United States, which regulate the flow of foreign funds.
On safety and security of Indian vessels and seafarers, Mr. Jaiswal said, New Delhi attaches high priority to the issue. He said Indian missions all across the Gulf region are in constant contact with the Ministry of Shipping and Maritime Authorities in those countries. He said 24/7 helplines are being run so that any person who needs support can also approach them. Replying to a question on the press conference of former Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, Mr. Jaiswal reiterated that India had no role to play in the event, which was organized by a private media entity. On last night's telephonic conversation between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the MEA spokesperson said both leaders discussed the ongoing situation and developments in West Asia. The spokesperson said that during the conversation between the two leaders, strengthening the cooperation across various sectors was discussed. The Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Development Amendment Bill 2026 has been passed by the Parliament, with the Lok Sabha approving it today. The Rajya Sabha had passed the bill on Monday. The bill aims to address payment delays and simplify dispute resolution. The legislation provides that every central public sector enterprise must settle all invoices for procurement of goods or services from MSMEs on the trade receivables discounting system. As per the bill, if mediation fails in case of dispute, then the reference for arbitration must be made within 30 days from the date of termination of mediation. The Rajya Sabha today witnessed opposition's uproar over several issues, including the alleged police action during students' protest over the NEET issue. When the House assembled this morning, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan paid tributes to the freedom fighters and martyrs of the Quit India movement. The House also observed silence in honour of the freedom fighters and martyrs. After that, the reports of the department-related Parliamentary Standing Committee on Defence, Ministry of Home Affairs, Commerce and Health and Family Welfare were tabled in the House. Later, Mr. Radhakrishnan took up the Zero R amid opposition uproar. India's National Public Procurement Platform Government e-Marketplace, GEM, has achieved a cumulative gross merchandise value of over 20 lakh crore rupees in the last 10 years. GEM was launched on the 9th of August 2016 to transform public procurement through technology, transparency, efficiency and good governance. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, GEM CEO Mihir Kumar said that the GEM's business has grown from 422 crore rupees in 2016-17 to over 20 lakh crore rupees now. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the Sant Kabir Handloom Awards and the National Handloom Awards for the year 2025 at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. A total of 22 awards comprising the 3 Sant Kabir Handloom Awards and 19 National Handloom Awards were conferred. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the 57th convocation ceremony of IIT Delhi tomorrow. He will address more than 3,000 graduating students, including undergraduate and postgraduate students and 587 PhD scholars. Rain slashed several parts of North and Northwest India today. A yellow alert for moderate to heavy rainfall has been issued for Delhi today. Rainfall is also expected to continue over parts of Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand till the 12th of this month. In the south, red alert indicating extremely heavy rainfall has been issued for 4 northern districts of Kerala. And that is the end of this news bulletin.